That clip was the sound of 100 million year old dinosaur DNA expressing itself.
Joffrey, raise the gate!
Fictional, of course. It's the trying to control dinosaurs with tasers scene in the movie Jurassic Park. The film popularized DNA in a way no article or essay could. The premise was that DNA could be extracted from dinosaur blood that had been sucked up by mosquitoes, which were later preserved in amber for millions of years. Then, in our era, the beasts could be recreated by a process similar to cloning. You've discovered my 2 cents, 10 minutes of transcendent topics flung over the airwaves at various times. I'm John Waugh. All opinions expressed here are strictly mine or my guests and do not reflect opinions of KLOI or GIVE.
It's a dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
You did it. You just tear up the rule book on it. Cold-bloodedness, it doesn't apply. They're totally wrong. This is a warm-blooded creature.
It was a multi-million dollar idea and reasonably good science, but it probably isn't possible. DNA is an extremely long molecule and quite fragile. The dinosaurs lived around 100 million years ago, and DNA molecules simply would not last that long.
Where did you come from?
From your blood.
In the movie, it was explained that amphibian DNA was used to fill in the missing gaps.
Which we call amber.
But that's Hollywood science.
With the mosquito inside. Until Jurassic Park scientists came along. Using sophisticated techniques, they extract the preserved blood from the mosquito and, bingo, dino DNA.
Still, not long ago, cloning a cat was thought to be in the distant future, yet Copycat, the first cloned cat, was born December 22, 2001, to researchers at Texas A&M. At first, it was thought that pet cloning would be a huge industry. A commercial startup company, Genetic Savings and Clone, copied a dead cat for a Texas woman for $50,000 and then another, Little Gizmo, for the same price for a Southern California man. Then they produced 2 showcase cloned kittens in June 2005. The mother, Tahini, was a Bengal cat belonging to the company's CEO. Despite the cool name, Genetic Savings and Clones seems to have gone out of business in 2006 after reducing the asking price to a mere $32,000. Perhaps it's the impossibility of guaranteed duplication of appearance, personality, and memory, or maybe there's a public stigma, but I can find no evidence of cat cloning going on today.
When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
At this time, with all witnesses present, we will proceed to the court-ordered execution of Joseph Mulligan.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to your final statement?
It's nothing to do with right or wrong. I am innocent.
You are killing an innocent man.
I have tried to beg you over and over and over and over.
At approximately 7:25 on May 15, 1987, the court-ordered execution of Joseph Mulligan is carried out in accordance with the laws of the state of Georgia. The witnesses please be escorted back to the front of the institution.
Ich, der Sheriff, musste Tom Dooley zum Tode verurteilen. Und morgen, ja, da muss hängen.
Alles vorbei, Tom Dooley, noch vor dem Morgenrot.
What you just heard was a clip from the execution tapes, direct from the death chamber where Joseph Mulligan was put to death in Georgia May 15, 1987. DNA dropped into the middle of the death penalty debate. Murderers are routinely convicted now based on DNA evidence. On the other hand, others, improperly convicted of murder, are freed surprisingly frequently based on DNA evidence. Anthony Caravella was freed from prison in Broward County, Texas, September 10, 2009, after serving almost 26 years. He was released on the basis of a new DNA analysis. And Thomas McGowan of Dallas was exonerated last year by DNA after 22 years, a time which he describes as hell and a nightmare. While Texas is often associated with a large number of death row inmates and frequent executions, it is now on the forefront of attempting to make amends. A law that attempts to make up financially for some of the horrors of decades in prison has recently been strengthened to the point where 27-year Big House veteran James Lee Woodard and others stand to receive nearly $2 million in compensation each. No amount of money, of course, can give them their lives back. So what is this molecule that can convict killers and free prisoners after decades? And what is a molecule? I look down at my hand and marvel at its form and function. It's shaped by DNA and filled with DNA. It took until the 1950s for the spiral staircase or helical structure of the DNA molecule to be demonstrated by Drs. James Watson and Francis Crick. Their famous discovery led to the Nobel Prize 9 years after publication in 1962. What they elucidated was so sensible and yet so obscure that it feels like a Rubik's Cube. The solution is obvious only once it's been found. A molecule is the smallest piece of something. If you break up a water molecule, you have oxygen and hydrogen gas, no more water. If you break up a DNA molecule, you have fragments. The basis of DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, is tiny fragments called amino acids, and there are only four of them in DNA molecules: adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine, usually abbreviated A, C, G, and T. These acids are strung together along the double-stranded pearl necklace of a DNA molecule, and each one of them on a given strand connects or bonds with its opposite pair on the other strand. In the world of DNA, A only bonds with T and C with G. This is called a base pair, and it's the basic unit of DNA's twisted double helix. Don't know much biology. Not everyone was as lax in school as the singer in this lovely song. Some took up the biological study of DNA as their life work. UC Santa Cruz professor David Deamer went a step further and had the idea of using the amino acid letters of DNA as musical notes to hear the genetic code. Since there's no music note T, he arbitrarily substituted E, allowing for a C major sixth chord, C, E, G, A, as the basis of DNA melodies. For more detail, check him out on YouTube. Here's a clip of Dave playing what's called the ALU sequence in human DNA.
Okay.
Dr. Deamer also played some music of the DNA production sequences for the protein molecule insulin.
So those are the first four bases, the first four amino acids in insulin as encoded in the DNA. And it kind of makes sense. It comes in 6A time. So that's kind of a jig-like rhythm if you know Irish jigs.
And here is a bit of the insulin music. DNA is fabulously long. It has to be to code for all life history on Earth. Somewhere I read a statistic that gave a feeling for how long and how thin DNA must be to coil up all this information in every cell. Keep in mind that a DNA molecule is only a few atoms wide, but around 3 billion base pairs long. It's skinny. If you took one DNA molecule and stretched it out, it's up to 4 inches long, with the average being maybe 2 inches. Now that doesn't sound too impressive, but consider that there are lots of cells in a body. I believe it was Carl Sagan who wrote something like this: if you took all the DNA molecules from all the cells in just one human body and stretched them out end to end, how far would they reach? Make a guess. What do you think? How far would the DNA from your body reach if put end to end? Across Lopez Island? To China? To the moon? Carl Sagan's answer: 54 times to the sun and back. Okay, that blew me away, so I did the calculations myself to check it. Time's up. Gotta talk fast.
Estimates of the number of cells in the human body vary from about 10 trillion to 100 trillion. I use the lower figure to be on the conservative side. There are 46 chromosomes in each human cell nucleus, and each is a DNA molecule. These molecules vary in length up to about 4 inches. I use 2 inches in calculation to be conservative in the estimate. So there's about 2 times 46, or 92 inches of DNA in a cell. 92 inches is 7 and 2/3 feet. Multiply this by 10 trillion cells in the body, you get 76 billion feet of DNA in the body. Now let's divide that by 5,280 feet per mile. Comes to about 14.5 billion miles of DNA per body. The sun is about 93 million miles away. Divide the miles of DNA per body by the distance to the sun, and you get a ballpark about 150 trips to the sun per body.
That's about 75 trips to the sun and back. It's higher than the 54 trips I'd heard, even with my conservative numbers. But I'm guessing that's due to the estimate of the number of cells in a body growing bigger over the years. What a crazy universe we live in.
This has been My Two Cents. I'm John Walk. Tune in at 10:01 p.m. Saturday night, 3:45 p.m. Sunday afternoon, or 9:45 Tuesday morning.
I do math because I'm a crazy guy.